This is Money Talk.
I can take money and I can make it into more money.
25 years on the air with advice on money matters. Here's your host, Bob Brinker.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to America's Money Program. This is Money Talk. It is great to have you with us. We have our guest segment coming up. It's going to be a good one. Stay with us for that. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a few moments. Let's take a look at the week ahead, and these are the items that will be garnering attention in the canyons of Wall Street. And we'll get the Purchasing Managers Index, Manufacturing Flash, coming out on Monday. Now, what you want to see with this is readings above 50. That's the key. And 52.5 is the estimate. And the most recent figure before this, 52.7. So if we have it over 50, we have an expanding economy. That's a good thing. Now, this has been a tough index, the Purchasing Managers Index for manufacturing, because of the dollar. Even though the dollar has been a little soft recently, it has had a great run, a terrific run over time. And as a result, manufacturers here in the U.S. who export their products, well, they've had some pressure. So it hasn't been easy. So we'll see how this plays out. But we're looking for about 52.5. That would be certainly in expansionary territory. Tuesday, we'll get the Consumer Confidence Index, estimate 97.2, last month 98.1. Now, this has been a very constructive figure. The consumer confidence level has remained high. It's expected to remain high in this report. And all that tells us is that consumers are in a positive frame of mind. We'll also get existing home sales on Tuesday. The estimate is 5.32 million annual rate. Now, existing home sales matter because about 90% of transactions in the housing market are existing homes. And so people trade their homes and new buyers come in and make all kinds of changes and additions. And it's good for the housing industry in general to have active, marketable existing homes. It's good for owners to have marketable existing homes, of course. So that's what we're looking at here. Looks like it should be a decent figure Tuesday. We'll get new home sales on Wednesday. They're estimated at a 520,000 annual rate. Now, new home sales have been at a relatively low level for a considerable period of time. I mean, yeah, we've seen a nice housing recovery over a period of years, but new home sales are nowhere near their peak levels. Maybe that's a good thing because when they do get to peak levels, we know what happens then. But they have a long way to go if they're going to be in a sustained uptrend, because an estimated 520,000 annual rate is not a high rate. We'll get jobless claims on Thursday, first-time claims estimated at 270,000. This number has been behaving very, very well, and we're not expecting any great shock in this Thursday's data. This is the reason we've seen the economy adding these jobs, averaging over 200,000 a month for the last couple of years, because jobless claims have been held at a relatively low level. And then Friday, we'll get the final estimate of gross domestic product for the fourth quarter. And the last estimate was 0.7. The new estimate is 0.4 on a consensus, so that would confirm that the fourth quarter was a rough patch, slow patch for the economy, a soft patch, if you like. Again, though, and this is way more relevant, the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta estimate for first quarter real GDP growth right now stands at 2.6% annual. They continue to update that number. They updated it again this week. But 2.6 is certainly a number that's a ballpark number for what we have seen in an economy that in a period of several years has been growing pretty close to a shade above 2% annual. We'll return with our guest segment on Money Talk.
Money Talk.
If you ever want to buy a car or a house, you're going to want to know your credit score, because banks will check it. And if there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. That's with just one mistake. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com. Get your credit score, get your credit report, and check it whenever you like. It's free, and there's no catch. You never need to enter a credit card. No trial subscriptions. It's just a free credit score and report. Right now. Because at Credit Karma, we thought you should be able to see what the banks see before you apply. Plus, Credit Karma can help keep track of your bills and your loans, and can even send credit alerts, so you can catch errors on your credit report quickly. All for free. So don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score or credit report. Go to CreditKarma.com. CreditKarma.com. That's CreditKarma.com.
Looking for the truth about medical and political controversies? Join Dr. Gregory A. Smith, producer of the hit film American Addict, for Truth, Medicine, and Politics every Saturday night at 9, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Right now, American Vision Windows is offering a free upgrade to the President Series. It maximizes the energy efficiency of your home without sacrificing any of the beauty, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Free upgrade. Call 877-465-2470 or go to AmericanVisionWindows.com.
CSLP number 778-326.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to remind you to listen to your heart, especially now because February is National Heart Month and the perfect time to take active steps toward good heart health. And I want to let you know that Valley Presbyterian Hospital offers routine screenings, wellness education, and support to get you started on a heart health plan. And they're home to an expanding cardiology program that features an expert staff of cardiologists, nurses, and technicians who are carefully trained and highly skilled in every aspect of cardiac care and life-saving cardiac treatment. And some of the screening services that Valley Presbyterian Hospital offers include EKG, echocardiogram, and stress test. And their specially certified emergency room is totally prepared to treat cardiac arrest and chest pains. Skilled cardiologists are always on call, and their medical team is committed to efficiently stabilizing and transferring heart attack patients from the ER to their fully equipped cardiac cath lab in under 90 minutes. A screening leads to early detection. So this February, listen to your heart. Go to valleypress.org/health. That's valleypress.org/health.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-944-5266. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-944-5266. 1-800-944-5266.
Attention foodies! Savor the finer things in life at Masters of Taste, an incredible new outdoor food and beverage festival taking place on Sunday, April 3rd at 3 p.m. Walk the field of the historic Pasadena Rose Bowl and enjoy unlimited samplings from LA's best restaurants, mixologists, craft brewers, and wineries. Tickets are on sale now at www.masteroftastela.com. 100% of event proceeds benefit Union Station Homeless Services, a nonprofit helping men, women, and children rebuild their lives.
From the beaches of Waikiki to the shores of Block Island Sound, it's America's money program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. Our guest in this segment is Maria Konnikova. Maria is the author of The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. And Maria, we welcome you to Money Talk, and we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us why you wrote The Confidence Game. It's a good one. Tell us why you wrote it.
Well, originally, the influence was actually a movie. It was David Mamet's House of Games. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but
oh,
it was...
Oh, I've seen that. Oh. Yeah, I've seen that. That goes back to, I think, the 70s or 80s.
It's the 80s, but it is Mamet's first film, so 70s is an accurate guess. And it deals with a long con, a very sophisticated long con. But the thing that drew me to it wasn't necessarily the con itself so much as the victim. The protagonist of the movie is an incredibly sophisticated woman. She's a psychologist. She's a best-selling author. She's someone who you would think really understands human nature, you know, what makes people tick. And she actually thinks that she's in on it. She knows she's dealing with con artists. And the whole time, she is their target. And I won't include any plot spoilers as such, but anyone who's familiar with David Mamet's work can figure out that the ending does not go particularly well for her. And I just remember, I watched this and I thought, wow, you know, that is not how I think of victims of cons. You know, we have so many sayings about them. You can't fool an honest man, victims are greedy, all sorts of things. And she's none of those things. She's very sophisticated, very smart, certainly not greedy. That has nothing to do with it, and yet she succumbs. And if she can fall, anyone can fall. And I wanted to explore how that happens and what it is about the human psyche, about human nature, that makes us potential victims. And since nobody had written the book, as I found out, I spent the next 3 years researching that very topic.
Well, that's a good answer. House of Games was released in 1987. Occasionally it'll show up on cable or whatever, not too often, but from time to time. It starred Lindsay Krause as Margaret Ford, mm-hmm. and Lindsay Krause's character is the character you refer to, that despite the fact that she has a wall full of degrees, she's a highly intelligent individual, she's conned.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, she is, I think everyone can look at her and say, this is not the person we expect to fall victim to a confidence scheme. I mean, she is a psychologist. She's not just well-educated. You would think that if anyone understands human nature, if anyone is able to see how people are manipulating you, I mean, she's a clinical psychologist. She sees patients. She should see that coming a mile away, and yet she doesn't. And that actually shows why con artists are artists. They truly have a soft touch. You do not see them coming. You can't identify what they're doing, even if you think, and even if you are incredibly sophisticated and have all of these tools at your disposal.
And, of course, the guy who runs the con in that film is played by the actor Joe Mantegna under the character name Mike, and he's quite the master of the con in that story.
He absolutely is. And you know what? He actually does a very good job of exemplifying a lot of the characteristics that make con artists who they are. First of all, I mean, Joe Mantegna is remarkably charismatic, and that is 100% spot on. Con artists are charming, charismatic individuals. You would not think of them as sleazy. You would never see them and say, ooh, there's a con artist. You say, oh, what a wonderful, just magnetic person. And I think that that speaks to a lot of the media portrayals of con artists. Because they are so magnetic, because they are so charismatic, it's easy to glamorize them. And, you know, I personally am also guilty of this, because when I met them, I was not immune to their charm. It's very difficult to be. And so when we look at, you know, what makes a con artist, I think Joe Mantegna does a really good job of showing, on the one hand, you know, you have this incredibly charismatic front, so people really, really like you, they trust you, and yet, on the inside, you're doing terrible, terrible things. And in my book, I explore a little bit the dark triad of traits, or what underlies that charisma, and it's not pretty, it's psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism. I'm happy to go into those if you'd like, to kind of explore a little bit about what makes them tick.
Our guest is Maria Konnikova. Maria of Columbia University has a new book, The Confidence Game, Why We Fall For It Every Time. Maria, in the front section of the book, you included a handful of quotes. I just want to read two short quotes among them. One of the they're just so good. One of them is from Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and it goes like this: "How cheerfully he seems to grin! how neatly spreads his claws and welcomes little fishes in with gently smiling jaws. And the other is from Of Gluttons, Braggarts, and Fools. We aren't robbers, you and I. To rob a fool, you don't need knives. Just flatter him, tell him sweet lies, and he is yours for life. Why did you include those in this book?
Well, the first one from Lewis Carroll, I think, really speaks to how con artists operate. I mean, it's all done with a smile. You know, you have this image. I think Lewis Carroll is just so brilliant in having this image of the alligator with the smiling jaws. You don't see him coming. You think that he's actually your friend, that he is on your side. And so you're eager to help him. You swim into his mouth because how could he hurt you? He's smiling. And, you know, obviously that's a cartoonish image. We're talking about Lewis Carroll. And yet it gets at the heart of what makes cons so incredibly effective. We don't see them coming, and we swim towards them. We are, in many respects, complicit in our own undoing because we help the con artist along. And that's the very origin of the term confidence artist. We give them our confidence. They don't take anything. We willingly give it to them. And to my mind, that's exactly what the Carroll quote captured. The second one, which is from Bulat Okudzhava, who is a Russian poet who passed away a little over a decade ago. And this particular song really appealed to me as well because it shows that basically all you need is flattery. Flattery gets you everywhere. If you tell people what they want to hear, if you make them feel good about themselves, they are going to like you. They are going to trust you. I don't think it's a coincidence that the so-called Bible of con artists is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Well, you're so right. Our guest is Maria Konnikova. Her new book, The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. Now, Maria, I'm just curious because I see it from time to time, and I see a pattern of behavior that stuns me, in a way stuns me in its stupidity of the victims. And I speak of American greed. Have you seen that broadcast?
I have.
Okay, and you see what they do on there. They show how these people are constantly duped and give away their money, sometimes to strangers, and it's gone.
Yes, this is very true. And the one thing I want to caution people against, the reason that I react to this a little bit negatively is that this is such a stereotype of victims of con artists. And I do want to stress that some cons have to do with greed. Absolutely. You are 100% right. And that definitely captures part of it. But it's a very small part. There are lots of cons that have nothing whatsoever to do with greed, that don't even have to do with money. I mean, one common example, and this is one of the most prevalent scams today, is the sweetheart scam. And that is when you end up falling for someone on either a dating website, sometimes this even happens in person, and you think that you're falling in love, you think you've met your soulmate. Instead of getting money, you end up giving up a lot of money, and it's all a scam.
How does that work, Maria?
Well, I think that it actually works by appealing to a very fundamental human need for hope, for love, for belonging, for knowing that the world is going to be a better place. And so you end up, you know, you have lonely men, lonely women, and they want human connection. And so when that human connection comes, they jump on it, they grasp it, they say, this is finally happening, and you know what? I deserve it. I have been waiting for true love long enough. And this goes to a very specific fundamental psychological tendency, which is our exceptionalism bias. We do think that things are, when they're too good to be true, they probably are when they're happening to other people. When they happen to us, they are true. They're not too good. They're exactly what we deserve. And so while other people might say, hey, have you met this person? What's going on with this new, you know, very deep online romance? We'll say, I have finally found the love of my life. You simply don't want me to be happy. You're raining on my parade. We don't listen to people on the outside who say there might be something wrong going on here. And so that's what it that's what it actually feeds on. It's an emotional emptiness. It's an emotional need. It has nothing to do with money or finance. And sure, you can call it greed. You can call it emotional greed. But I think that what would be most accurate is to call it humanity. I mean, we all need human connection. We all need people to love us. That's part of what makes us human, and that's also what makes these sweetheart scams possible.
Amazing. I think in House of Games there's an aspect of that. Isn't there an aspect of that between Mantegna and the Margaret Ford character?
Yes, absolutely. I think that she definitely feels a romantic connection to him, and
right.
that really deepens the con, because she and he feeds on that. He realizes what's happening, and he lets her believe that he's falling in love with her as well. And so she trusts him. I think that's something that con artists really use, and obviously romance cons, that's the most extreme part of it. But they use your liking and your kind of emotional connection to them, because we trust people we like. Liking breeds trust. And
right.
One of the things I love about that movie is that there is this one long con, but there are these shorter cons that kind of happen along the way. And I think the sweetheart scam is one of them. He lets her fall in love. He lets her kind of think that he has as well. And that is what makes her really, really trust him, no matter what. I mean, she gives him every last cent she has.
Yes, she does. She keeps writing checks. I recall it well, and I was kind of shocked to see it, but she just kept writing. We're speaking with Maria Konnikova. She's the author of The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. Now, we're going to take your questions. You can talk directly with Maria at 1-800-934-2221, 1-800-934-2221. That number is good from the Sandwich Islands to Kennebunkport, Fairbanks to Fort Myers, and you're welcome to call our toll-free line. And when we return from our break, Maria, I'm going to ask you about something you said a few minutes ago. You said, "When I met them," your words, "when I met them," which opens the door to the possibility, or more than that, that you actually spoke with some cons, and that is an intriguing thought. So we're going to revisit that as well when we return. So we'll revisit Maria's encounters with cons, I suspect, when we return, and we'll take your calls as well at 1-800-934-2221. Maria Konnikova, our guest on Money Talk.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite,
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're over 40, the most popular testosterone supplements are a waste of your time and money. They might work for your weightlifting son or younger brother, but not for you. And claims some companies make about dramatic sex drive and weight loss are totally exaggerated and unscientific. But if you want a scientifically validated natural testosterone booster with ingredients successfully tested on middle-aged and older men in placebo-controlled studies, the answer is T40+. T40 Plus features four evidence-based ingredients that raise free testosterone and total testosterone, an industry first. If you're over 40 or over 50, T40 Plus will work for you. Reclaim that younger version of you at work, play, and in the bedroom. For a limited time, order two bottles of T40 Plus and get a third bottle free. Ask how you can get free shipping. Call toll-free 844-T40-PLUS. That's 844-T40-PLUS. 844-T40-PLUS.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-400-1658. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-400-1658. That's 1-800-400-1658.
My English bulldog, Timothy, used to have hot spots and areas on his side and stuff. His immune system was terrible, and we've taken him to allergists, veterinarians, and we probably spent, probably $300 to $400 every 4 months on him. And one day I heard a Dynavite commercial, and they were talking about everything to a T, what Timothy had on his skin rash, his itching, his smell, his ears, everything. So I figured, what the heck, and I got on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428. 1000. Ever since he's had Dynavite, he's been a happy camper. Within 3 weeks, his smell's almost gone. His ears have cleared up. His eyes have cleared up. All the neighbors can't believe how good he looks. So now all I have to do is say, do you want your Dynavite? And he runs to where his food is, and he likes it. So I highly recommend Dynavite. Dinovite.com. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
As I've said, one of the best ways to manage your debt is by creating a spending plan and sticking to it. Here's a plan to help you get serious about your credit. Enroll in Experian Credit Tracker. You get anytime access to your credit report and FICO score, plus powerful tools to help you make the most of your credit, including a direct line to experienced credit experts. So get serious about your credit, starting with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is Money Talk.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it's Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. We are with Maria Konnikova, author of The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. Maria, tell us a little bit about your most notable encounters with confidence men.
Well, in the time I was researching the book, I met dozens of different con artists as a way of getting a lens into their mind and how they thought and how it was that they were able to convince so many people of what they were doing. And I found a few things. One is just how ordinary they are. I thought, you know, I know exactly who you are. I know you're a con artist. I'm going to be able to see right through you. And yet I wasn't. I was completely taken in by a lot of them because they were so incredibly good at what they did. I mean, I remember one time I had one con man. I won't say who because he chose to be anonymous, as a lot of them did. And he had read a lot of what I'd written. And he'd done so much research into my background and into the types of things I did. And he quoted me back to me with some very insightful commentary. And I thought, wow, you know, what a smart, wonderful person. You're clearly such a great appreciator of culture since you read me. And, you know, it's an incredibly vain and terrible thing to think. And yet that's what I found my mind thinking. And so I had to stop. I had to say, wait a minute. You know, your mind is being clouded because you're becoming way too sympathetic with some of these characters. And when you think about what they're doing, they are not nice people and they do ruin lives. But a lot of them, actually most of them, have absolutely no regret. So I met with this one man, Ken Perenni, who was an art forger, and now he makes legitimate forgeries. So he actually does the exact same thing but doesn't sign them. So he's allowed to do this by the FBI. And he was so proud of what he did. He was practically gleeful. He just said, you know what? If they wanted to buy my art and if they thought that I was the real thing, then you know what? It's their problem. And I am a great painter. And you listen to him and you find yourself actually succumbing to his logic. You say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And then you say, wait a minute. Actually, it doesn't make any sense at all. And yet he's incredibly persuasive.
Amazing. 1-800-934-2221. You know, I thought of another film, Maria, that you talk about the confidence game where it's continuing throughout the entire film, and that's Groundhog Day.
That is a very good that's a very good thought, and I hadn't actually thought of Groundhog Day in those terms. But you're right, because you think about how at the end, you know, I think you can think of it as a con in two ways. One is obviously the surface kind of repeating over and over. And then it's also Bill Murray conning everyone by the end. Yeah. That's not the real Bill Murray.
Yeah, no, that certainly isn't. But repeating and improving the story all the way
exactly.
Until he achieves his goal at the end. You mention the gambler's fallacy in your book, The Confidence Game. Tell us about that.
Gamblers think that luck has an agenda. They don't realize that the coin they're talking, the coin they're tossing, the cards they're playing, whatever it is they're doing, do not know about what happened before. They're inanimate objects. And so they think, if I am on a bad streak, I am going to get something good. My luck is going to change. And if I'm on a good streak, this is actually tied to the hot hand fallacy, which comes from basketball, but I'm going to continue being hot and continue actually winning and doing well. And so they put good money after bad because they think that their luck is bound to change if it's bad. And they put good money after good, but the first good was not actually a part of them. It was just dumb luck. They continue doing that because they say, if my luck is good, it's going to continue to be good. It's this belief in streaks and this belief that repetition can't keep on happening if it's bad. And so people end up in this quagmire of absolute just death because they think that their luck must be turning the next hand. And it's a fundamental lack of understanding about probability. And I think this, humans cannot understand probability. It's so counterintuitive. We really feel like things happen for a reason. Con artists, by the way, love this, and they take advantage of it all the time. But because we imbue agency into cards, into dice, into all of these things, we don't realize that every single event is independent. And it doesn't matter. It really makes no difference whatsoever if you've been losing for the last 10 hours. It doesn't mean you're going to win on the next hand. And it also doesn't mean if you've been winning for the last 10 hours, it doesn't mean you're going to keep winning. And yet we keep believing that the present and the future care about the past.
Well, I guess the person with the best name ever for being a casino owner and very successful at it would be Steve Wynn. He has one of the great quotes I've ever heard. This is a guy who's made a lot of money owning casinos over his lifetime. And when they talk to Steve about his opinion on something with reference to odds or whatever, he always has the same quote, three little words, "I don't gamble."
smart man.
Now that's something coming from the a giant casino behemoth like Steve Wynn, but that's his line. All right, let's look at sales and marketing, right? Because some people would look at sales and marketing. I'm sure you've thought of this one. And some people will. In fact, we get calls on the program about marketing cons, sales cons, the fact that people are buying things they don't really need. Is that an extension of this whole principle that you have people who are shopaholics, people who buy things they don't need? Where does that fit in?
Well, I think it is a continuum. It's not a black and white divide where you have con artists on one side and legitimate people on the other. I think it's much more nuanced and gray than that. And you do have members of sales and marketing and advertising and politics and law and business and even journalism. I put the even in there in case you didn't notice.
Because I noticed.
Since you and I are members of that profession, I want to just separate that a tiny bit. But there are elements of cons in all of those professions and in all of their tactics and in the approaches they use. And so in my mind, the separating line, and once again, it's murky, and I point out in the book, and I'm not the first to do so, that it really, you know, sometimes you do find legitimate people who really do the same thing as con artists, and you think, you raise an eyebrow and you say, you know, is there really anything different? And the answer might well end up being, no, there isn't. But in my mind, the dividing line is intentionality. Were you intentionally out to fool people, to get them to do your bidding for your own ends? Were your end goals, were they kind of malignant? Did you have a malicious intention there? Or did you really believe in what you were doing? Were you, you know, yeah, you're exaggerating a bit. Sure, you're building a story. Maybe you're a little selective in your evidence. And yet you believe in your product. You believe in what you're doing. You think that at the end of the day, you're going to make people's lives a little bit better. And if it's the former, you're a con artist. And yes, there are con artists who are members of legitimate professions. One does not preclude the other. But if it's the latter, then I don't think it's a con artist as such. I just think you're someone who uses the tools of persuasion, but because the intention is not malicious, because you're not actually actively trying to fool people, I think you get a pass. And that's the difference between someone who is kind of a legitimate ad man and someone who's a snake oil salesman, who's one of the kind of original con artists. The snake oil salesman knows he's peddling snake oil. The advertising person thinks he's peddling a very legitimate product that, sure, it might not make you look 10 years younger, but it's going to do some good stuff for your skin.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Oklahoma. Rick, you're on the line with Maria. Go ahead.
Hi, this has been a great show. I've got a question. These accomplished con artists, did you find that the majority of them were like looking for a percentage out of the people that they talked to? Like if I talk to 10 people and give them all the same line, you know, one or two of them are going to go for it? Or did they spend their time looking for weak people out of the herd and separating them off?
That is a really good question, and you find both types. So first, to the first type who go to 10 people and hope to find one, I think the best example of that is something that's probably sitting in your mailbox or your spam filter if you have a good email server right now, which is the 419 or Nigerian prince scam that's trying to get you to wire them money so that you get lots and lots and lots of money in return. Now, you might notice that those emails are filled, they're just riddled with spelling errors, grammar errors, and you think, how in the world does anyone fall for this? The history of those is that actually originally they were grammatically correct. They were perfect, everything was great, and everyone responded. So they couldn't find the suckers. They couldn't weed those people out. Too many people responded, and it took too many resources for them to figure out, okay, who's the person who's actually going to wire me the money? Now they do the exact thing that you're saying. They have this incredibly kind of convoluted, mistake-riddled email, and so the people who respond, those are the people who, you know, they don't have to expend any more energy in trying to figure out, are they going to be suckers? They are. They've already responded to this. So that's one approach. That's the let's blanket out, let's send this out to thousands, and the ones who respond, we know that they're going to be suckers. We know that they're going to be good marks. But then I met a lot of con artists who use the opposite approach. In any room of people, they will start profiling and trying to figure out, you know, what makes everyone tick and who is the absolute best candidate for the specific con that I want to pull. And then they'll expend a lot of effort in the so-called put-up. This is the first step of the con where you do that psychological profiling of that one specific victim. And they will make sure that they target their pitch specifically to that victim's hopes, to that victim's fears, weaknesses, strong points. And so those are two very different approaches. They're both effective, but those are two MOs of two different types of con artists. And I think a lot of the psychological principles of the con remain the same once you've hooked the mark, but the way you go about hooking the mark can actually differ quite a bit depending on the exact type of con you're trying to perpetrate.
Maria, how did Bernie Madoff rate on your scale of con men?
Bernie Madoff was absolutely brilliant. It's as if he had read the playbook and used every single persuasion technique that he possibly could. The thing that really, I think, the thing that sets him apart, and there are other con artists who use this, but he was so good at it, is using this principle of scarcity in order to gain your appeal. So I write, and I think I told you a little bit earlier, that one of the things that makes con artists artists is that they don't actually force us to give them anything. We want to. We want to give them our confidence. Madoff was an absolute artist when it came to this. He would not take people's money. He would say, oh, no, I'm all full. You know, you can't invest with me. I'm so sorry. And so people would be reduced to begging. His clients would just ask, sometimes for years, for him to take their money. And finally he'd say, okay, since you've been so patient, I will take your money. I will do you that great honor. I will do you that great favor and actually take your investment. And that's beautiful because it makes people think that not only is this legitimate, but it makes everyone want to invest because it's this scarce allure. It's this club that will have you as a member, and yet they've been turning you down for years and years. And so it must really be worth belonging to. And I think that that is the one thing that he did that really kind of shows his genius at perpetrating his fraud.
And in your book, The Confidence Game, Maria, you also mentioned Charles Ponzi.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your comment about Charles Ponzi.
Well, Charles Ponzi was a brilliant man as well, except I would say that we need to go back even further before Charles Ponzi, and I write at length about the Franklin Syndicate, William Franklin Miller, who existed while Charles Ponzi was just a teenager, so this was no longer called a Ponzi scheme, or no longer is the wrong way to put it, not yet called a Ponzi scheme, it was just a pyramid scheme, and you have people like Miller, you have people like Ponzi who figure out that people just want good returns and they don't care about next year. They don't care about how it looks from the side. So William Franklin Miller, he promised a 10% a week return on the investment. I mean, that's insane. Nobody has those kinds of numbers, and yet people believed him and people gave him money. And after he was convicted, they still thought that he was legitimate because when this goes back to what we were saying about too good to be true, when it's happening to you, be it Miller, be it Ponzi, be it Madoff, you don't think those returns are too good to be true. You think you were incredibly good at picking the right person to invest with. You are a good judge of character. You are a good judge of skill. You know exactly where to put your money. So, of course, you have a 10% a week return or whatever the return happens to be because you're incredibly gifted. And we are absolutely incapable of seeing that objectively. We can't look at it and say, you know, maybe I don't deserve 10% a week. Maybe something fishy is going on. We say, ooh, look at all this money I'm getting. I am so good.
Maria Konnikova, our guest, her new book, The Confidence Game, Why We Fall for It Every Time. And I hope all of our Money Talk listeners will take advantage of the opportunity to read your new book, Maria. Just briefly, tell us what you would like our Money Talk listeners to take away from your book.
Well, I'd like them to take away a sense of optimism and hope, which seems totally contradictory to my message, which is that we're all potential victims and we all will probably fall for a con at some point, and to the point where I reached at the end of the research process, where I realized, you know what, this is terrible. I never want to leave my room. I don't want to make new friends. Everyone's terrible. Everyone's out to get me. I can't trust anyone else. I just need to be skeptical of everything. So what I ended up realizing is that, you know what, these people are a very small minority. And overall, trust is good, and most people are not out to get you. And so what I want people to take away is that, yes, you might become a victim, and yes, there are bad actors out there, but that doesn't mean that you should give up hope. That doesn't mean you should give up building new relationships with people, because the exact same thing that makes us vulnerable to con artists is what makes us human. It's that hope that tomorrow will be better than today, that we're better people, and I think that that's very important.
Maria Konnikova, her new book, The Confidence Game. Maria, we thank you for your time. Great book, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
As I've said, one of the best ways to manage your debt is by creating a spending plan and sticking to it. Here's a plan to help you get serious about your credit. Enroll in Experian Credit Tracker. You get anytime access to your credit report and FICO score, plus powerful tools to help you make the most of your credit, including a direct line to Experian's credit experts. So get serious about your credit, starting with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
If you ever want to buy a car or a house, you're going to want to know your credit score, because banks will check it. And if there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. That's with just one mistake. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com. Get your credit score, get your credit report, and check it whenever you like. It's free, and there's no catch. You never need to enter a credit card. No trial subscriptions. It's just a free credit score and report. Right now. Because at Credit Karma, we thought you should be able to see what the banks see before you apply. Plus, Credit Karma can help keep track of your bills and your loans, and can even send credit alerts, so you can catch errors on your credit report quickly. All for free. So don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score or credit report. Go to CreditKarma.com. CreditKarma.com. That's CreditKarma.com.
Do you go to the dentist as often as you should? Checkups are an easy thing to put off. A lot of people do it, especially if they don't have good dental insurance. But in the long run, that could end up costing you more. We all know dental bills can be really expensive. Even a simple cleaning can cost $150. And a more expensive procedure like a crown or root canal, well, that can cost you hundreds more. If you've put off going to the dentist because you don't have dental insurance, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-500-2605. We have dental coverage for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help pay for over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Plus, you can see any dentist you'd like and never pay a deductible. We'll send you a free information kit with all the details. Call today and you can get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. 1-800-500-2605. That's 1-800-500-2605.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-900-3142. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-3142. That's 1-800-900-3142. 1-800-900-3142.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
This is Money Talk.
We are back in America's Money program. For information on my investment letter, Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com, request a complimentary back issue right there at the homepage at bobbrinker.com. You can check out Money Talk on Demand while you are there. And with Money Talk on Demand, you listen wherever you go, whenever you like, to our Money Talk broadcasts. The investment talk, of course, is year-round. So you can check all of it out at bobbrinker.com, the Market Timer Investment Letter, and also Money Talk on Demand. All of the information is posted there, and you can get a free back issue of the investment letter to see what's in it, see what the format is and the content, see if it's of any interest to you. Right there at the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Hey, before they beam me out of here, let me thank all of our Money Talk Trekkies for cruising with us on the Starship. Program coordinator Ravi Chandran, producer Meredith Oakes, technical directors Angel Bordon, and Mr. Fred Bennett. Till next time, happy investing, and may the odds be ever in your favor.
Uber's a smartphone app that helps you make extra money just for driving your own car. And because it's totally flexible, you don't have to quit your day job to make more money. Because, well, Uber lets you make extra money on your schedule. Yeah, plus, the more you drive, the more you earn. There are three simple steps to start making money. First, go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free on your phone. Second, answer a few basic questions about you and your car, and then get approved. And third, start driving. Now, whenever you need more money, just turn on the app and drive. Pick people up, drop them off, and get paid in fares every single week. Sign up today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just